In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Many years ago, today, the third Sunday of Advent was known as Gaudet Sunday. And Gaudet means be joyful, be joyful. And today, in the church, the liturgy continues to communicate that theme of joy with the rose candle lit, with colored vestments and readings that tell us to rejoice. If we did this morning read the Old Testament lesson, it's from Isaiah 35. When Isaiah was telling the people, rejoice and be God and be glad, because God is at work. It is good, my friends, to have a sense of humor and to enjoy a few laughs. But it is even better for us to have a sense of joy in our hearts. Laughter may fade away, but joy stays with us. From Isaiah, in today's first lesson appointed, he is telling God's people during an especially difficult time in their history that the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. What Isaiah was telling the people was they should sing for joy, not because things were wonderful, but because God was in their midst. God was in their midst. We heard Paul in prison telling the Philippians to rejoice always. And today, my friends, if we listen to the media, we get the impression that joy springs from having lots of things. The scriptures tell us that our joy comes from knowing the Lord is in our midst. We have the advantage over the Jews of Isaiah's time. This was 700 years before Christ. Because we also know and believe that we will enjoy being with God for all eternity. The Jews had no knowledge of heaven or hell at that time. So we have more reasons to rejoice than even the holy prophets. If self-pity, guilt, unforgiveness, anger, resentment, fear, and worry work against or having joy, then what it is, my friends, that will lead to joy? We must choose to be joyful. St. Paul tells the Philippians, rejoice as if it is something for them to choose to do, rather than it being something that just happens to them. I think that it was Abraham Lincoln who said, "Most people are about as happy as they make their minds to be." And it was one Dr. Hans Selle, the scientist who developed and researched the concept of stress. He would agree. He said, "It is generally not the things outside us that create stress for us, but it is the way we respond to these things." Next, we need to be good and to do good. Otherwise, we won't feel good about ourselves. The people, my friends, in today's Old Testament lesson and in the gospel were joyful. Why? Because as the gospel pointed out to us, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. These are occasions where God's people rejoice. Lastly, I think that gratitude is the final key to lock the way to joy. Gratitude. Again, being grateful is an intentional thing. It is an attitude that we must develop. St. Paul himself said, "In everything, by prayer, you will unlock the way to joy." Again, it is that attitude that we develop. As Paul said, "In everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God." A heart that is ungrateful is not happy. And my closing words today are, don't make yourselves so anxious this season that you lose the joy that can be found only in knowing the love of Jesus. Let us remember, my friends, that the Lord our God is in our midst. Amen.